On my daily walk to school, I passed several rows of white framed houses. One particular day I was en route to work, there was a little girl who caught my eye. She had sunny blonde hair, dancing blue eyes, and a gigantic magnetic smile. It happened that this girl's play area was directly across the street from the school. And so throughout the day, as I straightened and replaced stacks of books on the library shelves, I gazed at her from the vast picture window facing the north slope. Everyone who strolled by would become an immediate friend. She would giggle, smile, and yell a boisterous, "Hey!" waving to all passerby. She would sit on the hard concrete curb and play with her imaginary toys for hours on end. A discarded mop head had become her baby doll, a cigar butt transformed into a baby bottle. She would gently caress the baby, sing it to sleep, and place it in its shoebox bed. She seemed to transcend into a special world all of her own, and during these times she was oblivious and untouched by reality. It was a harmless, innocent passing of the time. One frosty September morning, I arrived at Sleepy Eye Elementary to find Honey sitting on the cold cobblestone steps. I hurried to open the icy wrought iron door, almost losing my steadiness on a slick, snow-covered newspaper. I grinned as she stood in the doorway, hands planted on her hips, looking at the rows and rows of toys, mouth agape, and eyes wide in awe. She handed me her coat and yanked her dingy white fedora off her head, revealing a head full of wispy blonde locks, standing on end with winter static.
"Do I need to have money to play with them doll babies?" she squealed.
"No, honey, you can play with whatever you want," I replied.
"How did you know my name?" she questioned, wide-eyed.
"I don't know your name." Why, that was going to be my next question. Her reply made me smile.
"Honey is my name. My mama said she named me Honey when I was born because that's the last thing she was eating before I came out."
She moved closer to the shelves as her eyes studied the choices. I laughed at her candidness and handed her a doll from the shelf. She took the doll, cradled it in her arms, and sat down on the wooden rocking chair by the window. Quietly, she began to whisper,
"Mama is sick, so you play quiet, you hear? Daddy's drunk and beat Mama down."
She rocked back and forth on the old chair while gently stroking the doll's hair.
"You and me gotta play quiet so he don't do us too,"
she warned her imaginary infant.